Luckily, with the battle for the temple raging across Fellowship Plaza and the Galactic Justice Center shuddering and shaking, the transit platform was deserted. Jaina barely had time to delete the messages from her comlink before she was seated alone in a four-person capsule shooting through the transit tubes. "How long will it take to reach the Senate building?" Jaina asked the empty capsule.
"Approximately 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
The reply came from the tiny speaker in the ceiling. The voice stilted and awkward because capsule droids were not given a lot of extra processing power.
"You have been pre-cleared through security, so there will be no delay."
Jaina's chrono showed 11:16, a minute before Jag and Tahiri were due to emerge from hyperspace and become accessible via holonet relay. She opened the channel anyway. It seemed like forever since she had heard Jag's voice. And with so little time available before she would have to sign off again, she wanted to listen to it every second she could. After a short delay, a connection chime surprised her by sounding in her earpiece, and Jag's voice asked,
"Jaina?"
"Yes, Jag. It's me."
There followed a moment of silent relief as they paused to savor the sound of each other's voices. Then Jag seemed to gather his wits and asked,
"How are you? I've been worried."
"I know. Sorry about that. I've been in a Bacta tank, and the medics have too much going on right now to take messages."
"But you're all right?"
"I got a little beat up during the assault, but I'm fine now."
Jaina checked her chrono.
"Listen, Jag, we don't have much time. I'm on my way to a council meeting."
"In that case, I need to pass you over to Tahiri,"
Jag replied.
"I have big news, but she has intelligence the Masters will need to hear when you see them."
"Jag, what news?"
"It can wait. I love you, Jaina."
His voice grew faint as he passed the comlink over, but not so faint that she could not hear him say,
"I have the ship."
"You have the ship,"
Tahiri confirmed, obviously passing control of whatever vessel they were in over to Jag. Her voice grew louder and more distinct in Jaina's earpiece.
"Good to hear your voice, Jaina."
"Thanks, Tahiri. Yours too."
With all that was going on in the galaxy right now, Jaina was glad to have a friend and former Jedi at Jag's side, especially since it sounded like he didn't have much other protection.
"You and Jag are flying your own ship?"
"Afraid so. The Pelion went with the head of state's job."
"Jag lost the election?" Jaina gasped.
"Not exactly. He..."
"We only have 2 minutes.
Jag's voice interrupted in the background.
"Tell her what happened on Hagamore 3.
"Okay. What happened on Hagamore 3?
Jaina asked, reluctantly accepting that she would have to wait for Jag's news.
"And exactly where is Hagamore 3?
"It orbits Antimeridius, and it's where Boba Fett and I killed Abeloth."
"Really?"
Jaina asked. Between Jag's eagerness to get off the channel and Tahiri's claim to have been aided by the same bounty hunter who had broken Dala out of detention, she was starting to wonder whether the people on the channel were imposters.
"You've been working with Boba Fett?"
"Long story. You did hear the part where I said we killed Abeloth, right?"
"I heard," Jaina said cautiously, "but I'm having a little trouble with that part. Abeloth almost killed us inside the Jedi Temple."
There was a short silence. Then Tahiri asked,
"Didn't Master Skywalker have to kill her twice on Padir?"
"Right. In 2 different bodies.
Jaina began to have the sinking feeling that she was talking to the real Tahiri after all.
"I had been assuming that Abeloth just moved from one dying body into a living one."
"But if we were both fighting Abeloth, and we were thousands of light years apart at the time..."
Tahiri let the sentence drift off, incompleted, then sighed deeply.
"So now we know. Force entities can be in 2 places at once."
"Let's hope it's only 2.
Jaina checked her chrono again, then said,
"Why don't you give me the highlights?"
"I'll try, but 2 minutes isn't much time.